You know, I don't know that it's rust. I think there's a level of there's certainly a lot that's new, you know, for all of us.
Right.
Where, you know, we're all kind of working together for the first time. There were some parts where you say, no, I mean, we're playing well, moving the football well, seeing things well, feeling the rush well. But we played a strong defense, and then we just didn't execute up to our standard, which involves so many things, you know, timing up motions and formations and play clock and, you know, just the subtleties of the operation of football that we're going to have to be much sharper at, you know, the rest of the season.
Yeah, it would have helped if y'all would have played together a little bit.
Might have.
Yeah, it might have helped.
That's the one part of it that's frustrating to say, because you actually do have some control over that.
Yeah.
Like, you could have if you wanted to. Now, maybe they
They could not have went out there if they wanted to.
This was him.
This is an organization.
This is not on him.
Yeah, this is not on the player.
That's a choice that was made intentionally by the organization.
Yes.
Right?
Like, yes.
That's not just a situation they were in.
We're not going to play any of them. Which was, okay, whatever.
Okay.
I'm not going to go back and forth.
They did what they did,
and you move on.
And it looked like it looked.
Exactly. It was rust, Kurt. All right, you're rusty. You haven't played football in a long time. Not necessarily saying that everybody else was rusty, but the team or the offense, they had no cohesion because they have not played against another opponent. Love what Dave said yesterday, because he's absolutely correct about the difference and all the practice and everything. You don't block that long in practice.
Yeah.
All right? It's two shuffles. You shuffle, because you're going against a scout team or whatever. You hold them off, everything like that. Even in a joint practice, you don't practice and block like you would in a football game.
Yep.
An actual game itself. Yep. It's a difference. It's a different speed.
That's what people are talking about when they talk about game shape and not being able to simulate it.
Yes.
Because
it's different.
If you're blocking a guy and it's just not the same level of intensity for 2 seconds, whatever, and not taking him to the ground versus 5 or 6, that's 3 times as long.
Yes.
And then you're taking him to the ground and you're fighting for your life.
Yes.
Every single play.
Yes.
Like, that's exhausting.
Yes.
So you haven't done it yet.
Yes.
You've simulated it a little, but you haven't done it yet. Now you have to do it, I don't know how many times, 40 times?
Yes.
50 times? 60 times in some cases?
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be.
It's different.
It's just going to be different.
Yeah, it's going to be different. And even if you play in the preseason, you're not going to be in 70-play game shape coming out of the preseason.
Right.
It's just what it is. But we said it earlier, and I keep saying it until we, you know, we give our keys and everything on Monday. I'm going to give them a bit of a doubt that they're going to get it fixed. All right, Kurt sounds very optimistic about it. He's saying that he's fine. So I'm going to take the man's word for it. I know my eyes saw. He said he was fine. You know, the one clip somebody sent us in our DMs, one of the pass plays, you know, looking at Kurt's feet, not stepping into it. Kurt bootlegged off of that. Looked pretty good. He carried out his fake, came up around the bootleg. Well, why the hell didn't y'all implement it in the game? I'm on Zach Robinson's ass. All right, because I need to see something different. I don't care about if it's in a pistol, whatever. I need to see some creativity with y'all running. All right? And if somebody's dominating the game, how do you adjust to that?
Yeah. No, it was a tough first game as a play caller. And I know Arch was talking about how he's been involved in play calling before. Maybe they've given him some of that when he was in L.A. It's not the same. I mean, to be the offensive coordinator and have the complete reins for a game, and it didn't go great week one. And both from a game plan standpoint, but then an ability to adjust your game plan in game standpoint, which is important. And you saw
that he didn't do it.
I'm sure that Pittsburgh had it in their game plan to avoid the middle of the field and try to be very conservative. But as the game went, they completely went there. They were like, we don't have to do anything. And Schlereth talked about this with us yesterday.
Yeah.
He was like, when they realized that they didn't even need to score touchdowns, they got significantly less aggressive as they approached the red zone, because they knew they needed 15 points, and that's all it was going to take.
Justin Fields, do not turn it over. If you're outside the pocket and it's covered, run.
There can't be another game this season where the opposing offense can say, all we need is 15 points. Like, for a million different reasons, that can't be something that someone says about this Falcons offense. And it's what they said on Sunday. Arthur Smith was
–
Arthur Smith loves that, by the way. He loves to call a game plan. Let's just take the air out of the ball.
Yes.
Let's be super conservative. Run it 3 times if we can, first, second, and third down. If we have to throw it, okay, but we're going to be really conservative. No one is better equipped as an offensive coordinator in the NFL right now to call plays to protect his quarterback than Arthur Smith is.
Because
he's had some bum-ass quarterbacks.